and now I can't remember the other thing that I was going to say. Oh, well, huh?
You're welcome.
Okay, so we talked about reserve names. We talked about moving that. GIP. That's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. If I were you, I would use GIP all the time instead of POST. Because with GIP, you see that the data went over. Now, that doesn't mean that I wouldn't change it to POST if I was doing it professionally. Mm-hmm. But GIP, you see that the data is actually being sent. And you see what is being sent. So it's kind of a debugging kind of thing. And I think I changed yours to GIP just to show that. Mm-hmm. But if you do GIP, then when you call the second program, you see the data that's being sent up in the URL. And so you know that the data was being sent. If you use POST, you don't know for sure that the data got sent. And it's a good debugging thing to say, okay, I know the data got sent, therefore the problem's in the PHP. As opposed to, if I don't know the data is being sent, then the problem could be in the HTML or it could be in the PHP.
Yeah, my gut said it's something in the PHP because the HTML, it worked no matter which way I ran it.
Right, but it still could have been a problem in sending it. And so if you change it to GIP, you actually see it going across, and that to me makes more sense than using the POST. Now, security-wise and all that, the POST has, but that's for after. The GIP is a good one for debugging. Okay, we were at subqueries, and I quit when I got to one, and now I got to find out which one it was. Okay, this is the one, I believe, the one that says group by. That's the one, I believe, where I quit. So we are in the subqueries, and we're about halfway down, I think. And it starts out, and it has group by and having. Okay, so as I think I mentioned before, if you're doing groups, the where eliminates records as the groups are being formed. So where eliminates records as the groups are being formed. Having eliminates groups. Okay, so if I want to keep some data out of the groups, I use a where, and I don't have a where on this particular example. So I'm going to be using everything. But if there was a certain set of groups that I wanted to omit, I could do that with a where clause. So in this one, I said I wanted to select state, count amount, and some year goal. And I've got the two fields that appear in the group by. So it's okay to have these fields, but I wouldn't want to have a field that referred to individual records up there, because if I have a field that refers to individual records, then which one does it show? And then I said, okay, now I want to eliminate any group that has does not meet my standards for year goals. Okay, so I want to show only the groups that have a sum of year goal that is greater than the average year goal for donor. Okay, so I ran that inner select separately down here to show you what it was. And average year goal was 768 point da 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 da. And so, therefore, I'm eliminating any group that is not greater than 768. And the ones that I see are all greater than 768, so it appears to work. And I got talking too much at the beginning of class, and I didn't put up the smart board. Okay. So now I'm going to put up the smart board, and we're going to stare into space for a few moments while I do that. Come on, you can do it. Okay, so now I can take a picture. Okay, so the three records that I have there, I'm showing the state and the contact, and those were used to group it. And then I am showing the sum of your goal for those groups that had a sum greater than the average. Okay. And just to prove it, I ran it again without the subquery, but using the number. Now, I find that in a lot of people want to do that kind of thing. They, okay, I'll figure it out and then I'll plug it in. But that makes this useless tomorrow when the average is not the same. So you don't want to put these hard numbers in there. Even though you can figure it out and do it in the two steps, you want to have it actually come up with today's average. And not have to break it down into, I've got to have a person sitting there that knows that they have to get the average first and then that they have to go in and plug in that number into the next select. I want to have it set up so that anybody can run the select without having to do that. Because selects like this can be turned into scripts. And basically then I can just, anybody that wants to know this information can be told the name of the script to run. And they'll get the information. Well, if they have to plug data into the script before they run it, then that requires a level of knowledge that you may not want to have. Okay, so this one has a where, but it's not, am I grouping on this one? No, I don't see any grouping on this one. Okay, this one is two conditions. So I'm saying, okay, select all of that information from donor, where date first is in this subquery, and state is in this subquery. Okay, so I've got two subqueries going on there. And my first subquery says select date first from donor where year goal is greater than 100. And the second one says select state from donor where city equals Canton. And then my outer one says select all that stuff from donor where the date first is what came back from the first subquery, and where state is what came back from the second subquery. Okay? Now, using in means that I can get multiple things returned from the first select or the first subquery. Equals means I'm only going to be able to have one thing returned from the second subquery. Okay? So you use in if you anticipate getting more than one. So if I had people from Ohio, Canton would not be just in Massachusetts. It would be in Ohio too, and so I should change that to an in rather than an equals. Okay. And again, what I did was just to show it, I ran the inner subquery. And the one I just looked at was an and I can also have an or. So I can say select contact from Dono West State equals Rhode Island, or select contact from Dono where year goal is greater than 1,000. So I can have either an and relationship or an or relationship here. I can have a third one if I want. This can go on forever. And then you've got some other clauses that you can have, an any and all, or some of the other clauses. So here I said select asterisks from donation where con amount is greater than any of the things that are returned. Okay, I want it greater than any one of them. So I can have an any there, and I can have an all there, which would say I want it to be greater than all of the things that were returned. Okay. So that gives you a lot of flexibility. And there's the one with the all. So I'm expecting money, multiple things to come back. I want things that are greater than all of the things that come back. And what came back when I ran it separately was 50 and 400. And what you see here is greater than the 400. Because obviously if it's greater than 400, it's obviously greater than 50. So I'm basically saying there, when I say greater than all, I'm saying is it greater than the biggest? Okay. You now know SQL. Okay. So I want you to prove it. We are going to basically work on these in class today. So the one I want you to open is working with SQL.doc. Okay, so I've got a donor table. And I gave you the descriptions of the three tables. There's a donor table, a donation table, and a drive table. Okay? And just while we're there, the donor table has ID number as its key. The donation table has a combination of ID number, drive number, and contribution date as the key. And the drive has drive number as the key. Okay, and the links between these two tables are ID to ID and drive number to drive number. So those are my links between the tables. So if I'm using multiple tables, I have to use the links in order to establish the relationship between the tables. Okay, so those would be the links that I would use. Okay, so on the next slide, I gave you some values that are in it. So there's the values that are in the three tables. And for the following problems, tell me what the output would be. I want you to play computer. So I basically want you to go back and look at that data, play computer, and give me the output that you would get. And if you want to check yourself, feel free to make all three tables, but not this morning. Okay? So I want you to go through that, play computer, and come up with the output. And you can talk it over with people or everything, but I still want everybody to turn in the thing. But I don't care if you want to talk to people and try to work it out. And if you're having problems, we can work it out. Okay? So this is proof to me that you know it. And if you're having problems with one, the reason we're doing it in class is so you can ask and so somebody else can say how they did it and we can do all of that good stuff. So basically, I want you to play computer. So on the first one, it says select name, city, state from donor, where the upper version of state equals Rhode Island.
Okay. Well, I just need a copy of those tables and then do those questions.
I don't want you, well, you're going to use the data here. I don't want you running these in SQL.
So just
okay.
A notepad type.
I want you to do it by thinking it through and giving me the answers. Okay? If I take and copy these queries and run them in, then I don't have to think. Oracle's doing the thinking. I mean, MySQL is doing the thinking for me. I want you to play computer, which means you go through and you analyze and you tell what the results are. Okay? I know the computer can do it. I don't know that you can do it.
I'm just thinking, like, how do you draw that?
Well, you just basically go and say, all right, I want select name, city, state from donor. So I come up here where the Rhode Island. Okay? Second record has a Rhode Island in it. Name is Jennifer Ames, city is Providence, state is Rhode Island. Not Rhode Island. Here's another one. Thane, Jersey, Providence, Rhode Island. Not Rhode Island. Keegan Grove, Warren, Rhode Island. And that's the answer for the first one. Okay? And you just write those three records out. And then you move on to the next one. But the point is to play computer, which means you have to understand the select statement. Okay, if you copy and paste it after you've made the tables, then you don't have to understand the select statement. You just have to run it. Thank you. Okay, so that's the answer that you'd come up with on the first one.
That's like that, okay.
So if you, that would be what I expect to see from the first one. Okay, because I asked for name, city, and state from Dona, where the upper case version of state equals Rhode Island. Well, as it turns out, I didn't really need upper, but it's a safe thing to put in there. So that would be, so everybody just got the first one right, presumably. Where did I misspell?
Number two. C-O-N-T-A-M-T.
C-O-N-T-A-M-T.
Contribution amount, that's right.
It's being contact, not
No.
Contribution amount.
Contribution amount.
Wrong table.
Yeah, cont amount is a field in donation.
Start at a character, and then goes to X more characters. So it starts at 30, and then you go to the end.
So it does count.
It does start.
So it starts at the third character.
And then it goes to the end. In this case, it starts at the third character.
It goes to the end.
It goes four characters. So one character. This means it starts at the first character. It goes, I think, into the period. Because it's saying, okay, find how far in the period is, then go to the period.
To go up to the first character.
Right, because it finds a position and it goes. So this is position three. So in string kind of.
So you start with the first character and work to the parents.
You need two more. So you go one, two, three. I'm wondering, does it stop at the period of the group here? Because in STR, where are you? We'll return. Was it return? How many?
So that'll be two here. So you come back.
One, two, three. Well, maybe that's how many there are.
Looking for that certain.
Which is your first
certain EE. So you're looking for just three, four.
How much is just for me to do it now?
So I was right.
I think that's what I did, because your first character in here.
Yeah, it returns where it starts.
Where it starts.
So then, so one, two, three, four, five.
She's not looking for the count, she's looking for the actual number.
I think it would always return the
period. And you go up to the pyramid.
So in what is the in STR?
That's in
so
string.
Right.
Group command. Which would be
just looking for the first three numbers before the period.
I think it would include the period though, wouldn't it? Because if you go
was that the stopping point, we stop just short of it.
Because say period is position three, so you're gonna go one until the third character. So you need one, two, three.
Here's the way I used to do it in the day.
Unless she's doing a minus one on the position.
She's not.
So it's going to return.
It's going to return the period.
Including the period.
Right. You just said it wouldn't return the period, didn't you?
You would just
did. You did?
They would say would?
No.
Oh, wouldn't. I said wouldn't.
You said wouldn't, but it would.
It should return the period.
Right, because it's not minus one, because it's always going to that period position.
Which instructors love to throw that kind of stuff at you just to see if you trip up.
Wait a minute. I think I'm going to take offense.
I think she heard you.
So, it's always going to return, it's returning the position of three, so which is three in this case, but it's starting at one. So that means it's going one
to three,
and then three characters go one, two, three. In this case, it's returning one, and then the fourth position will go one, two, three, four. So it'll return everything up to the period.
So that whole written rule just means everything up to
and
stop right here.
And including the period.
Stop and not including.
Not including the period, not including the zeros. Because it's going.
So the first thing would be
25 period. Yep.
And that's the answer would be this,
yep.
this, and that. Okay.
Which is the beta we use all day.
What does that third character on substring tell you to do?
Number tells you where to end.
How many positions forward to go from
that's right.
Yeah,
not where to end, because 3, 4, if you look at city and you started at 3 and ended at 4.
Right, I mean, yeah.
So it's 3 and then how many characters to take, right?
Turning a third character into a 2, 5 period. Okay. So now I'm confused because you said that.
Sorry.
The in string command returns the position of the period.
That's right.
So regardless of all that, whatever the position of the period is, that's the number of characters you're going to go from whatever your start point is, because that's the number it's returning.
Right.
You're telling the substring command to say start at position 1, and we go for this number of fields.
That's right.
To carry, which is 2,
that's
and
right.
That includes the period.
Right.
Okay. So I said the period. And like I said before,
right, because it's always going up.
Just to see if you're paying attention.
Yes.
I'm leaving as is today. I can't do something.
Huh? I don't get to do that. How do you list the
Select drive number, sum of contribution amount from donation, but then I said group by drive number. So that means I'm going to take all, and there apparently are 3 drive numbers, and I am looking inside the donation table. So I'm going to go to the donation table. There it is. And drive number 100 has a 25 and a 20, right?
We have to add those
concepts together. That's right. That's right. So there's donation, and I'm saying I'm grouping by drive number. So therefore, I need to get the sum for every drive, and 100 plus 100 is 45. And the 200 plus the 200 is 140, and that sort of thing. Okay, because I said I wanted to group by drive number. And then I said, okay, now I'm grouping by drive number. Show me the drive number and the sum of the contribution amounts for that drive. That's what I'm basically telling it.
Like I group by a drive number from my drive table.
Well, no, because I said from the donation table.
Oh, yeah, the donation up there.
Okay, so I'm doing it from the donation table.
All right, so we should move over to item.
Starts at 1 and ends at 2.
All right, just make it 2.
And then
I had a feeling it would make sense that it's there.
And the in string command is returning the position of the period.
Yeah, no, I know that part. Yeah, all right. In string, does it work the same way?
What do you mean?
Does it work at 1 or 0 or 2?
No, in string is saying in string.
No. What he's asking, should he start counting the period? The position of the period, starting with 0 or starting with 1.
Or something.
If
it's
you
one.
Didn't want to include the period source, in that so. Statement where you do the in string, you would put a you would do some mathematical oh, yeah. calculation to subtract one from that value.
Yeah.
And that would do it.
Say that again. Well, what are you doing? No, but which problem are you doing?
I still have number two.
Okay, so what are you? You're going to have how many lines of output for number two?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No.
3.
3. You're grouping by drive
only,
number.
Oh yeah, it's only when it has the same one.
You're grouping by drive number, so that means you have one group for drive number 100, one group for 200, one group for 300.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's fine.
We're not grouping, so.
So we leave him in there twice?
Yes.
Yes.
With both donations with the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we know.
And if you who are sitting by yourselves want to group yourself or move yourself next to somebody else, feel free. Everybody will say yes if you say they want you to join their group, right?
Yeah. All right.
What?
You think I can join that group?
If you wanted to, sure.
No one in this area. I guess I'll move to the...
There's a $100
$250.
It would be better probably to join one person or something because four in a row makes it rather hard. You are fierce on a keyboard. Well, no, why don't you not join a group of three? Go up and come up and sit next to him if you want to, or him. But if you sit in that fourth, and they seem to be working off that computer, you're never going to see it.
So I have a question. What do you think is going to happen on the grouping of the year goal Forward Islands when one of the values is a null? Would it treat the value of null as a zero?
No. Oh, wait.
Sorry, I was listening one more time.
We haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh, wait, which one are you on, number four?
Number five.
Oh, number five.
We're getting there.
So if let's say you're grouping as a bunch of values that are, that contain a null value.
Mm-hmm.
So you're grouping on state, and the state is going to sum the year goal, but one of the year goals is null. Would it treat it as zero?
I would think it would, because null is no value. It probably wouldn't even add it if it's not.
That would be interesting if you have something open, and I'm not sure we do, that give that a try at some point. SQL, lots of times will treat it as zero, other times it will ignore.
Okay. I know that in certain situations in other places, unless it's a zero value, it won't be treated as a, if it's a null value, it won't be treated as a number.
Yeah, so that means it's basically being ignored.
Yeah, in other cases.
And I'm trying to remember, actually, I have the answer sheet of this at home, so I ought to know, but I don't have it here.
So, Steve.
You know, but if you try the null, and I'm trying to think if I actually put a null in here.
What do you have a question?
I didn't tell you yet.
Is it question 1, 2, 3, which one?
I didn't try number 3 yet.
Well, why don't you work on number 3, because he's in then ask him questions if you have it.
Substring.
So what's going on here?
I'm trying to see if I've got a null.
What the substring command is going to do is, let's say you have a whole bunch of characters, right?
I think you're probably going to be select state, you know, some of you go.
Okay. If I were to take these and put each letter in its own columns, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then number the columns.
Probably the same person. This is all one guy.
Okay. Yeah. The substring allows us to say, okay, go to the contribution. Whenever you create fields in the table, so try to keep them on the as short as possible.
This is Tuesday.
So that's why it's comment. So the substring, okay, it's substring. Okay. The table field name, okay, start position, and okay, and then the end of position.
Yes.
That's the syntax.
It's pick each date,
you represent the field name, the start position, the end position,
because of clear, because of 1 by 1.
Correct. So now, this, the INSTR, also short for.
Well, you asked me if I had an opening.
Blue string command.
You did it, yeah.
We'll take the table field. And then you specify the character you're looking for. And that command will return the position of that character. So if I were to do that here on this, okay? This command right here, the end string.
I don't know if this is out of some decimal points.
Because, I would think so.
Because the, you're right, because the floats of the two characters are returned.
Okay, this command on this field, okay, would return this position.
So we got 25, 15, 5.
So what they're doing here now for this example is the field that they're referencing is the contribution amount, which is this field here.
I've copied it.
Okay.
You have five.
You should. Sorry.
Yeah, you want it today, that's all.
We get the right
thing. Yeah. I can tell. Here.
What?
It comes and goes. It comes and goes. Like, sometimes I go, holy crap, you mean? And some days it's like,
oh!
It's just grid, it's nothing.
Nothing. Look carefully here.
Well, no, it's not nothing, I said something like, right.
There's a contribution model, so what is it going to do? It's going to return the position of the period. And in most of these, it's position 3. Because they always
assume. I'm not surprised it's position 1.
Because this one here starts greater. This one's going to be turn 3. Turn 3. So what it's going to, what this statement you're going to do is it's going to say, all right, get me in the position to work here. And drop it in this position here. So now, the substrate is going to say, okay, go back to the contribution amount. Start at position 1 and go to where the position of the period is and return all that from the nation.
Yes. That's what I should have said. Okay, now that makes sense?
Back to work.
Yeah.
So we get to play computer.
No, no, now let him try to figure it out, okay?
He's good enough.
Because
he does a good job.
Okay.
He knows something.
What's your question?
Oh, he's got you. He's running like a bugger.
The last one, the 11, about that flip of names.
Okay, but right now, let's focus on this.
I know.
Okay? No, you've got to figure it out.
Yes, yeah.
That's what we got to do. So.
But try to figure out now how, because he's explained that one, so try to figure it out.
Okay, that's super simple.
Never mind.
Here, slow down.
With the bonus round.
It's getting there.
Whoever's in there right away, figure that one.
I shouldn't have put ID number. Oh well.
Yeah, there was only one.
Check my answers, what you
guys,
what'd you get?
No. I was going to say the same thing, too.
One. No, what you, five?
Five. Should be only two entries.
There should be only two for our mass and RI. Mass is $2,550.
Mm-hmm.
And Rhode Island should be
$500. Yep.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
$500 for RI. $2,550 for mass.
Right.
City, some year ago, from donor, where you go greater than 100, by state, by city.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, because it's simple. It's an answer.
Yeah, it's
mass.
Very easy.
Uncle, I do think it is. I'm still just reading it.
Which one, number
comprehend.
Six?
Comprehend.
Seven?
No, she's still on number seven.
Number six is doing, it's doing the same thing number five did.
Yeah, exactly.
But instead, but with the one caveat saying that the sum of the grouping by state must be greater than 1,000, we already know that it's 2,550.
Right.
For mass and 500 for Rhode Island, so Rhode Island falls out of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Only one answer.
See, and I'm reading it, and I just couldn't comprehend what I'm reading. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad it could be of some assistance.
State city.
What's your name?
Nicholas.
First name's Anthony, but everybody calls me Joe.
Yeah, short
version. That's too confusing at the moment.
There's a story behind that. I'll tell you guys about it sometime.
Here, let's go by step. gave to his name.
Which was the one you were asking about with the null?
It was question number 5.
Okay.
So, where are you?
Which question?
Okay, keep slowing down.
Let me know when you're ready. Can I check my answers on 7 with you guys? Have you done that one?
I'm working on it now. Give me like 2 minutes.
Somebody was asking about the null, and I think I put up. Well, that's not going to be nice. I should have changed the color. There it is. Okay, so I created a table and I put an ID and name and then realized I wanted a duplicate field so I didn't get an ID. So I've got ID number, name, and amount, and one of them has a null. Okay? And then I went down on the next line, which is similar to number 5, and I said select the ID number, which is the thing I'm grouping on, and the sum of amount from test null grouped by ID number, and it gave 1111 as 550 and 2222 as 100. So the null basically didn't add in as anything. Maybe it added in as 0, maybe it just didn't add in, but it didn't count, basically. And then I did an average just to kind of prove that, and the average also is showing the ID number, and then the average. Okay, so it didn't divide by 2, it just didn't count that record, basically.
Yeah. I looked at W3 schools, and it says it counts as having no value at all.
Right.
So I think it just skips it entirely.
Yeah. And the average kind of showed that, because if it had put it in as a 0, then the average should have been 50.
Lower.
when you divided it by two. So that's why I did the average. Sum doesn't prove it as much, but average does.
Did you get seven?
So that's just a comment that has to do with number five and when the null comes up.
Did I math wrong? At 14, 15, 4, 8. So I think I know why, because it has usually greater than 100. So that means that this 50 does not only get counted because it's yielding less than 100.
So it's 1450.
Right. And Seacock got it. It's not going to have it yet. And Austin, 250. The problem is going to 400. Yep.
Contract. Seacock. Oh, wait, no, Seacock got getting.
Yeah. That was the only one. The rest.
The rest. Was the Austin is 250?
Yeah.
And then. That's it.
That's it.
Right?
It. Yep. Just four. It's
like you draw by state and system. So you stuck around.
Oh, you make a very good point.
One in a row.
Woo! Yeah, that's right. Let's keep the sticks together.
Okay, so the only difference between the chair and the eight is the fucking eight.
Okay, today I'm got a meeting from 2 to 3. I'll be here from 3 to 3:30. I've got another meeting at 3:30. I will be back at 4, and I'm not leaving till 6:30. So you can find me around here someplace except for the two meetings I have to go to. So anyway, I will be really pretty much available after 4. So if anybody has questions.
Do you want us to email you the rest of these answers?
I want you to email them all. Yeah. Just because I don't have anywhere near enough to correct.
I tried my best.
Hey, I have a question for you all. Do you find my website easy to follow? Can you figure out what's happening there or not?
I have no issues.
Huh?
I don't have a problem so far.
Okay. Just curious.
Anybody else? Yeah. I can't read, but that's a different issue.
So you're going to...
Because I had somebody that emailed...
Yeah, it's about greater than
200. My website was very confusing.
But you got to check to make sure the contact...
And they couldn't figure out
what I was thinking. Also,
if it is easy to use it, that's the exception to that rule.
They didn't specify.
So, I would scroll down. You know what I would do?
Oh, God. They were confusing.
Do they have any keywords you could have picked up?
The first one, like, one.
Here.
You have
mass.
Right there.
So you know
the. Eventually, yes. It doesn't have to come in today. Finish it.
Well, this one.
It
doesn't have all the numbers.
I guess I'll get rid of this one. Do you know how to use Notepad?
It's a little more friendly.
Oh, yeah, it's really nice. Some of your gold
pad or gold water plus.
Next page.
The plus sign.
Okay, how are you doing?
Of course, this thing's kind of confusing.
That's why I'm like, well, I'm only going to have one entry.
I went back to this.
It's like number six.
I do Control A.
And then it's
literally Control C. Copy.
Robin.
One additional stamp.
Now, click the notepad.
Actually, repeat it.
Okay, do
that was
new.
Do
Control
V.
Yeah.
It's just
a
simple
thing. There's no wrapping. It's a lot smoother.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever used it.
So,
R-O
is a really great editor.
Greater than R.
Mass forever, yeah.
And you can do that for 250 to show us.
Oh, okay.
To me, your mouse.
Yeah.
I
did the same thing at first.
I wanted to do the same thing.
So you got to have some space there.
What is it?
It's because of
R. So R is
saying select state.
We want to set space and replace
it. So that means we're going to put
the R is not greater than R A
first.
R A is not greater than R.
Whatever the sequence is, it's going
to be. So what do you have to put on the between so that you can pick up RO?
I forgot. That's what I was thinking. I would roll my half.
Hey, no problem. No problem at all. I'm glad I could be of some help.
Well,
yeah, no, I just saw
it.
You have to download it. It doesn't come standard with Windows, but it's free.
Okay. I mean, I don't have it.
Is it a Mac?
HP.
So you'll be fine. Totally fine.
It's a lot simpler than that. Let's figure them out our own.
It's fine.
It needs a
So, may I make another suggestion? We're going to reuse this table over and over again.
So, S works, and then you will get Robert.
So, it comes as
100 or
5. There are legitimate
names
to start with
RZ.
So I go with
RZ.
What I would do.
Legitimate name, does
that
look? Yes. I would take this table.
Maximum in that field.
And just let you select. That's right.
And
let you select a copy of it in here. So you have more than
right. So here's the terms of working number.
I just basically copy that in here.
Correct.
This all you have to do is just grab this again right here and drop it in for the next question. So you can.
I'll try it again.
Okay.
All right.
I'm funny like that.
40.83. So anything bigger than 40.83.
Yep.
It's going to be 2
entries. Yep. You're correct. The bottom. So yeah, you're right.
One is number 5.
Wait, it's 4, not
so
and.
Here's the where.
Right. So.
So it's either.
We'll look up the
maximum
content.
That's
four. Good point. I'm always bad.
So the maximum content of drive number 100 is
100.
No, it's 200. The maximum number of 100 is 25.
Okay, maybe it's good. So that's drive number. This is
drive number. We have to show them out.
We're constantly showing them out in
the next continent from the nation.
So that's 100. So it's either where it's either 100 or the contribution amount is greater than the average contribution amount, which is 40.
I'll try.
The invalidate two criteria.
Okay, so it's either going to be the maximum number, which is the bottom of the last entry.
Right, or greater than 41, which you're still right, it's still the last entry.
It's supposed to be J then.
Look, it's going to be 200. First one, we're going to group this one plus this one.
No, we're not grouping, but.
It's going to work.
I don't know, you know, I was wondering that too.
So we're going to hit this one first.
Right.
You guys get number 8?
Yeah. No, I don't. Number 8, yes. What number did you say?
8.
Yeah.
So where's the only one should show up?
With 1450?
Yeah, it's greater than
did you want to check number 7? Yeah, I said it earlier.
Number 7, I got 2500 for mass and 400 for round.
No, that's number 5. Number 7's,
Oh, that is... I'm sorry, number 7.
That's okay.
Number 5 is 2550 and 500.
Right.
And number 7, I got 2500 and 400. And that's mass around and respectively.
But it's grouping by city, too.
That's on number 8.
No, number 7 is grouping by city as well.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Damn. Mm-hmm. I totally didn't get that. Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so it's written. I don't think so because I think it sequentially goes through the records. So I think it checks this one, checks this one, checks this one, checks this one, then it checks this one. So to return this one first, it's first in order.
Okay.
Sure.
So you do the drive number?
I have until Thursday to finish. So Friday.
And the other one's 200.
You like the PowerPoint. If you read class, you've done that one. Then you've done the logic
comments,
and today I'm going over JavaScript.
Yeah,
it'll be the first one it hits.
Yeah. Right, so I'll print that one first,
and
then I'll print this one.
Don't give that as that post that until I've gone over it. Because if I posted it, many people would say, put. So I wait until I go over it, and then I post it.
Got the last one to join, right?
And select drive number from drive where drive name equals health aid.
Okay, folks, we're actually done. You can still hang around for a few minutes, but you're going to be invaded pretty soon. So, if you didn't finish this, you get to finish it at home. Did you get all of them? I thought I heard you on 9.
On 110 now.
Okay.
So I'm on 9.
It's a race against the clock.
I'm behind.
9's on that.
See.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, select ball.
Yes. Yeah.
From the deletion.
Wait.
The drive number is in.
You probably have a whole 5 more minutes.
So it's going to return the drive number either a latches bearer 9000 or the drive name is healthy. So that's okay. So that means it's going to return in 100 or 300.
Which one, number 4?
Because last year is healthy. So
that's what I got for number 4.
Yes, the max.
The max would be the highest value in that field. So it would be the 100. Yep. And then you can see the time on doing the math, the average is 4.8.
It's an MA and it has more contact.
Yeah.